On the sports front, good night for the Red Wings, and that leaves them at 2-1. So Little Caesars Arena rocking these days. There's a nice victory glow over that venue, and it will get even better tonight as we welcome back the Detroit Pistons, their opening night at Little Caesars Arena against the Chicago Bulls. Bringing in Sean Bolligian and welcoming our guest, Arn Tellem, vice chairman of the Detroit Pistons. Arn, happy opening day.
Happy opening day to everyone. We're very excited.
Well, Arn, I know you're excited.
Yeah, this is an exciting time. You know, obviously everything's going to start with Cade Cunningham. Unfortunately, he's not going to be in the lineup tonight. But, you know, just to calm some fears, if you will, this sounds like it's nothing too serious, and we're just kind of erring on the side of caution with our young superstar to be.
Yeah, we're just taking our time. It's a long season, and it was an ankle sprain, and sometimes these things can just last a little longer than you hope for in the beginning. The swelling took a little longer to go down. He's starting to run full practice now. He just needs to get back into basketball shape, and we're expecting him back very soon. So it's a matter of days now. We just want to be extra careful, and we want him to come back and be Cade Cunningham, not be Arn Tellem.
Yeah, Arn, you were part of this process of selecting Cade Cunningham, number one. The franchise really did its due diligence, and you decided on Cade Cunningham. Obviously, people that follow college basketball, there was a reason why he was the consensus number one pick. You've been around the game a long time. What excites you about Cade Cunningham?
I think there was a couple factors in the end that really made him, we thought distinguished him from the rest of the, very talented group of players that were taken at the top of the first round. Was one was his basketball IQ, and two, like the great players, he makes other players, his teammates, better. It's not just his individual game; it's how he connects with the rest of the team, his leadership, and his extraordinary, ability to make the right play and to help his teammates become better. So I'm not saying he will be this, but when you think about some of the greatest players to play this game, like Larry Bird or Magic Johnson, they had that extraordinary ability not only to be great individually, but what made them so good was their passing ability and to see the floor, to see the play developing, and to include their teammates and make them better.
Arn Tellem kindly joining us, of course, he, the vice chairman of the Detroit Pistons. Pistons open up the 2021-2022 campaign tonight as they host the Chicago Bulls at Little Caesars Arena. Get down there and see this team that there's a lot to be excited about, not only this year, but certainly looking forward. You know, so many good things going on with this franchise, Arn. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Crews came out with their logo yesterday, and G League basketball in our backyard in Midtown Detroit at what looks to be a beautiful new arena on the campus of Wayne State University. Lots of things to be excited about, Arn.
No, we're very excited. Really, when we made the move downtown, there were, which was exciting in itself, but there were two other, pieces of the puzzle that we wanted to solve with the move. We wanted to have our home base and headquarters and practice facility in downtown, and we built a beautiful facility that opened a couple years ago, right before the pandemic, in partnership with Henry Ford Health System in New Center. And we really wanted to, we wanted to bring our G League team closer to Detroit, and if in Detroit, if possible. We looked at a lot of different possibilities, but from a player development standpoint, we felt it was just critical to have it in Detroit near our facility so that the players, our young players that are so important to our future, could work and practice with our NBA coaches and trainers and get the best in training, and then be able to play right there a few minutes away, and it made it a lot easier. And we're very excited about the partnership with Wayne State. We made, two deals with Henry Ford Health System and Wayne State University, two anchor institutions in the city of Detroit. So really, we couldn't have done it without them. And the arena at Wayne State is a fabulous new arena. It's going to be great for Wayne State's basketball program. It's going to be great for us. And I think it's just great as we're building really a basketball, you know, epicenter in the heart of Detroit.
Arn Tellem, Vice Chairman of the Pistons, joining us this morning on 760 WJR. Arn, I would be remiss again if I didn't mention basketball back in Little Caesars Arena. You're welcoming everybody back for the first time since the pandemic began. That is exciting in and of itself.
Yeah, no, that's the best part, is just to be able to have hopefully full fans in the building. We haven't had full fans in the building since the beginning of March 2020, so it's been a long time, and it will be a fantastic event just in itself, and we're really excited about it. And I think there's a real excitement in the air of Detroit about the team. We have besides Cade, we have, you know, some very good young players that we drafted last year. We have some good veterans that we were able to, you know, to fill into the roster. I think Troy Weaver has done a fantastic job of restoring this roster. We're not there yet, but we're well on our way now. We just got to continue this process, and I think we're going to have a very good product.
Arn, other than welcoming back the fans, which is obviously huge, as you look to tonight, what are you going to be most jazzed about? What are you most excited to see?
Well, for me, it's the fans. I mean, just to see to play the building where there's energy is what all the players want. And two, I think from our basketball team, and just from our development. Obviously, we're waiting for Kay, but tonight it's really just to see the continued emergence of our younger players, meaning starting with Sadiq Bey and Isaiah Stewart, seeing their growth. You know, Killian Hayes had an up-and-down rookie season, largely in part last year because of, you know, an injury that kept him out a long time. So it's going to be exciting to see him back for the season and to see his development. He's worked very hard this summer. The continued emergence of Jeremy Grant, who was on the Olympic team and had a really good summer. So I think he's going to take another step. We signed Kelly Olynyk, someone I've known a very long time. I represented him way back when, who'll be a terrific addition as a veteran who can will fit in well. He's a great shooter. He's a great passer, a great teammate. I think he's going to really help our team. And then it's the growth of guys like that we had picked up, like Frank Jackson and Hamid Diallo and Detroit's Josh Jackson, to see their continued growth. Because I think, I think we're counting on them to play significant roles. And if they can step it up a little bit and continue to improve their game, I think they could be real contributors this year.
A lot to be excited about there. Arn Tellem, thanks so much. Thanks so much, and as we welcome fans back to Little Caesars Arena for hoops, and nothing but the best to you and the team. We so appreciate your expansion of basketball operations downtown and what it brings to the city. Arn, thanks very much.
Okay. All right, thanks for having me, and we'll see everyone out there tonight, and at the other games coming up. It's going to be an exciting season.